The deaths of hundreds of walrus at a haul out in Bristol Bay over the last several years has resulted in a unique project undertaken by the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The haul out is called Maggie Beach, and it's located on Cape Pierce. Paul Liedberg is the refuge manager, and he confirms that starting in 1994, refuge staff noticed that several large dunes that prevented the walruses from reaching a cliff overlooking the haul out had been eroded.
And when those dunes blew away, that provided access for these walrus to climb a gradual slope, and they would go up to that slope, up that slope and up to the bluff to rest. You know, they'd haul out for 2 or 3 days, and they'd rest up there, and then that put them in close proximity to the bluffs that when they were ready to head for the water again to go out to feed, a number of them would head straight to the water, which meant they slid down a small incline until they couldn't stop and went over the bluff.
Liedberg says there have been 5 confirmed walrus mortality events at Maggie Beach in the last 15 years, and he estimates that as many as 250 walruses have perished as a result of going over the cliff. He says efforts to try and stop the walrus mortality at Maggie Beach began immediately in the mid-90s when it was first noticed.
Some of it included herding walrus back away from the bluff. Some of it included constructing some fences where we would tie tarps up, and flapping tarps out in the wind worked to some degree to keep walrus from moving up that that incline.
In recent years, refuge staff have noticed more and more walrus activity in the area, coupled with more mortality. That has prompted the installation of a new permanent electric fence intended to prevent the animals from getting to the higher ground. Liedberg says a small-scale electric fence was tested last year, and it seemed to work. That resulted in a much larger permanent electric fence being installed at the site earlier this week. The fence is several hundred feet long, and it's powered by a solar panel mounted on a small cabin the refuge has at the site. Liedberg says the fence is basically an experiment, and the refuge will have a couple of people stationed at the site to see if it actually works.
There's no place else in the world that has this phenomenon where we have walrus going up and sliding off of a bluff. But so to some degree, it's an experiment to see if this can work. And we will have 2 people out there as late in the season as we can, probably until late October, early November, that can monitor it and see what the response is from the walrus to the electric fence.
Liedberg admits that there have been a lot of internal discussions about whether or not it's a good idea to try and change natural walrus behavior by keeping them away from the cliff. However, he says the unique nature of the problem, coupled with a request to list the walrus under the Endangered Species Act, led him and others at the refuge to decide to give the electric fence a try. While it's hoped that the new electric fence will work, Liedberg says the refuge is still considering other alternatives.
Another thing that we've tried, and I think that we are moving forward on again, is can we recreate those dunes? Can we build up those dunes again so that they effectively stop walrus from moving up this incline?
Cape Pierce is one of the 2 largest frequently used terrestrial haulouts for Pacific walrus in the U.S., but it was apparently abandoned by the walrus during the first half of the 20th century. However, walruses returned back in 1981, and they've used the haulouts in that area every year since. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.